It's 105.1 Jack FM, Jared and Shireen in County 10's podcast, and we are joined by the founder of Foundations for Nations. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Sarah. How are you?
Hello, everyone. I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Ready to give thanks, gear up for Thanksgiving, and we've got a few things we're going to talk to Sarah about. We're going to talk about some past things they've been a part of, some future things, and then a really important fundraiser and a way to give back with Thanksgiving. So first off, Sarah, tell people what Foundations for Nations is exactly.
Foundations for Nations is a nonprofit organization we found 4 years ago. It's for the Fremont County area. We highlight a lot of ministry on the Wind River Reservation, just bringing Jesus in a tangible way to our community.
So how have things changed from when you started to now? It feels like we hear, at least in County 10, Foundations for Nations in the news all the time now here locally. How have things changed?
We hit the ground running. And so in the beginning, when we first started here, we bought property and started a kids programming, and we run 90 in our kids programming. But it started with one child who worked out, right? And so there was rec needed and a place for kids to go to in the summer. And so we started that. And then we started our church. And then we kept on getting calls, and we heard we need food. And so we started the food bank 2 years ago. And we average 1,000 people a month through our food bank here on Riverton. And it supplies anybody that's in food insecurity for Fremont County. And then we just started building our rec center back in May. So we will have our rec center completed in October, where we'll have after-school programming and sports in Arapahoe.
So when I was driving to Lander and I had my nephew, I took the scenic route, you know, heading towards Ethity there, and we saw, you know, the big playground and area, and you guys built that, and my nephew was like, that is so cool. And I said, Foundations for Nations built that for the kids in this area, because there wasn't a lot of, you know, options, right?
Right. And that's it. Our biggest thing is we see a need, and there's always a solution to it. And so you have to just get creative and reach out to your community, see who wants to be on board to help. And so we are problem solvers. And so kids need a place to go. There is no rec center here in this community. There is no summer programming for our kids. It's free. So we take them on field trips. The schools supply them lunches. Jenny Gordon, our First Lady of Wyoming, has helped fund a lot of this that we do. And even our food bank, she has helped supply a lot of the need to that.
What do you need to make things like that happen in the future if somebody wants to maybe get involved in the community and help out with things for kids? I think that's awesome.
Yeah, so volunteers are always needed, especially in our food bank right now. Tuesdays 11 to noon, you can come and give an hour of your time giving away the food, and we allow them to have food choices, and so they shop for themselves, but also Thursdays from 4 to 5, and they can run our food bank and do our clothing closet, so it's helping the community needs. If you're willing to give monetary, you can go to foundations.com. It all goes towards our debt-free building program. We are not anything we do here in this community is done debt-free. We have no loans on anything. We believe that we steward our money well, and it will continue be able to continue to increase and build more. So Saturday, we are doing our annual fourth year turkey basket giveaway. It's a collaborative effort between Kiwani Club, Rotary Club, Key Club, and Jenny Gordon and Foundations for Nations. And so last year we gave 200 baskets, and we ran out and didn't have enough. And so we are doing 250 baskets of turkey and all the fixings, all the sides. And it is based on a first come, first serve basis. And then if you come early. So you make sure you get it.
That's good advice. Now, can you tell folks where to come by to and what time it's going on?
So it will be Saturday at 11 a.m. and it will be until the baskets are given away. And so they can come to 620 East Monroe, and we'll have two lines going. We'll have the road blocked off so we can get traffic through fast.
How early have folks shown up in the past?
At least 2 hours early.
Okay, cool. Let's go around the table, because that's what I do every time when we have a guest in, and say what we're thankful for. Sarah, Foundations for Nations founder, we'll start with you.
I am so thankful for our community. In a time of need, people are still giving, and they're giving out of sacrifice, and some are giving out of their plenty. But everybody comes together to help fight the food insecurity.
Yeah, I'm thankful for people like Sarah and the amazing volunteers in the community. Yeah, our team helping out, and just thankful for the community spirit and volunteer efforts of our community.
Yeah, I'm thankful for everybody who came out. It was a cold day yesterday, and they still showed up to Smith's and donated, and some of them had no plans to do so and made the extra time out of their day. And I'm also thankful for the community donating to all kinds of organizations during the holidays. There's many of them that are in need, and the Foundations for Nations is one of them, giving back 250 Turkey Day baskets being given thanks to you. And that's really something to be thankful for. Sarah, we expect to get an update on the journey. I know the rec center is underway. Foundations for Nations, you can find on Facebook. And of course, we always cover their stories at county10.com.